They're planning a trip, and they're planning, the state of Washington is buying a ferry like this. It travels approximately 35 knots, carries approximately 300 people, and it's something that I think that we should all be always be aware of, that it, that there are changing directions in all areas of transportation, and I think, and hopefully that we will continue to at least look at how we can change our ferry system so that we can be a serviceable organization like we first were supposed to be. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative Davis?
Isn't it troubling? Names. Madam Speaker, I'd like to speak on the Iron Dog.
Without objection.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In preparation for the Iditarod every year, I don't know how many years they've had it now, the Iron Dog sled race. And when they first started the race, it was from Wasilla to Nome, and then some years back, they made it round trip. That worked out fine, so now I think it's a, I'm not sure, but I think it's a continuous round trip every year now. And this year, winner Scott Davis, cousin, and his partner Mark Carr. This was the first year that Scott had partnered with Mark, but Scott has won it. I believe this is his fourth time he's won that race with other partners. And I'd like to make recognition of that, and it is mind-boggling to me, the rigors that they go through in that race, and of course now with a round trip to Nome. Anyway, it's must be. I mean, I haven't spent much time on a snow machine, but knowing Scott, he's was almost raised on one, and I'd just like to applaud their efforts. Thank you.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow, February 25th.
We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.